A bearded guy by the name of Smitty is helping fishermen heave off from his riverside marina. On this sweltering afternoon, the marina's hosting a big fishing tournament. The tournament's bringing in lots of business, but Smitty's got a problem. The area's been hard up for rain recently, and the water's pretty shallow.
It makes quite a bit of difference. A lot of the access areas, the small river channels that lead into here, aren't accessible when the water gets low. It would affect our business, be a lot less people being able to use it.
Smitty wonders whether there's something else keeping this river, the Kaskaskia, shallow. Lately, he's been asking whether a coal-fired power plant has been using too much river water. The Baldwin Power Plant, just east of the St. Louis metro area, is owned by Dynegy, a big power company. Baldwin cools its generators with water from the Kaskaskia. Now another company, Peabody, is building its own power plant nearby, and that new plant will need river water to cool its generators, too. Several environmental groups and local activists oppose the project. They say the Kaskaskia doesn't have enough water for a new power plant. They say wildlife, boaters, and city drinking supplies already use the Kaskaskia. The Peabody company says the plant won't endanger the river's water levels. The company will use the latest technology to conserve water. But even with high-tech equipment, Peabody wanted to pump about 30 million gallons each day from the Kaskaskia. State regulators said no and restricted the plant to 13 million gallons a day. That's still about as much water as a town of 85,000 people uses, and only 10% of the water is ever returned to the river. The rest just evaporates. Catherine Andrea is with a local Sierra Club chapter. She says the project's water needs are surprising and worrisome.
They have water battles out in the West. We haven't had it before here, but this has really shown us what's in the future for us.
Andrea's fears could apply not just to this river, but everywhere. The power industry is already the biggest user of water in the United States, but it's likely to need even more water soon. In the next few decades, electric companies plan to build at least 100 power plants that will need lots of water. Right now, no one's sure what will happen when they start drawing water from lakes, rivers, and underground wells. In the meantime, the power industry is looking at ways to better use water. Robert Goldstein is with the Electrical Power Research Institute, an industry research group. He says the industry is improving systems that use no water at all, but those are very expensive. In the meantime, though, demands on water continue to rise, and Goldstein says the industry is aware that it has to compete for water.
It's not a question of how much water is there. It's always a question of how much water is there versus what all the various stakeholders want to do with that water, what their aggregate demand is.
He says even in regions that seem to have a lot of water, communities need to look closely at their future water needs. Goldstein says everyone, not just the power industry, will need to plan water use better. People outside the industry are also watching how much water power plants use. Dr. Benedict Jingalewski is finishing a federal study on the subject. He worries about situations where several power plants draw from the same river or other water source at the same time.
If you locate another plant, more water will be diverted, from the system. And at some point, it will preempt other uses in the future from that same source.
He says many areas could see more of these kinds of fights over water. Until we know more about demands for water, Jingalewski says the industry should be as efficient as possible.
As we go into the future, there is a need to control or reduce the amounts of fresh water that is used for electricity generation.
Environmentalists say that's the least that can be done. They're asking why coal, natural gas, and nuclear power plants have been allowed to use so much water already. But not all power sources do. Wind power and other alternatives use little, if any, water. A U.S. Department of Energy report recently made that point. But given the political clout of the fossil fuel industry, it's still easier and cheaper to generate power that needs lots of water. For the GLRC, I'm Sean Ali.